ESPN's exclusive presentation of the Bassmaster Classic is brought to you by the all-new Toyota Tundra, the truck that's changing it all. If that old junker you've been driving blows so many smoke signals, the neighbors call you Crazy Horse. If your credit's so bad, the water company makes you pay up front to flush the toilet. But a new script was about to blow. Paycheck. This time, it's for real. These guys don't have enough talent to win on talent alone. So they work a little harder. They work a little smarter. And they're not afraid to drop the glove. Mafia versus Mad Cows. Oh, it's gonna be brutal.
On behalf of the UAW and Daimler Chrysler, gentlemen, start your engines!
Let's go racing. Green flag is out. Kenseth gets a good jump, but Jimmy Johnson hangs with him as they head to turn one.
The next Hill Cup UAW Daimler Chrysler 400 and Busch Series Samstown 300 return to the new Las Vegas Motor Speedway, March 9th through 11th.
Johnson closes off turn two. It is still Matt Kenseth, but Johnson is right on his back bumper.
The new 20-degree banking is designed to make racing even closer.
The white flag in the air. Jimmy Johnson trails Kenseth by a single car length. Going into one for the final time.
Get up close and personal with drivers and teams in the newly redesigned infield and garage area.
Johnson goes to the high side of Kenseth. They're side by side. Johnson getting a nose ahead.
Tickets are on sale now and going fast.
Matt Kenseth pushes Jimmy Johnson up the racetrack. They make some slight contact.
Select your seat at LVMS.com or call 800-644-4444.
Here's the drag race down to the start-finish line.
NASCAR at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
At the stripe, it's Jimmy Johnson winning here at Las Vegas by a half a car length.
It's a sure bet. Hi, I'm the Coffee Pot. You've probably seen me on Hogan's Heroes. Ugh, oh, the camera does add 10 pounds. And I look so old. Give me some Tarnax or something. Anyway, I'm not just any coffee pot. I'm equipped with special listening devices. With my help, Colonel Hogan can stay one step ahead of Commander Clink. So, regular or decaf?